This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
As the new year approaches and apocalypse is a word being bandied about, I've been reflecting on millenarian movements. You know, when people go around claiming that the world is coming to an end.
It's musician and writer David Waas.
According to one theory, these paranoid pronouncements do not arise at random, but when a previous social order is being disrupted, like when village life gave way to town life. Others saw signs of imminent doom for humanity with the advance of technology. Gutenberg's press alarmed religious authorities who feared that the widespread ownership of Bibles would erect a new Tower of Babel, that the ordinary citizen needed interlocutors when it came to matters of the spirit. Vernacular translation of the Holy Book was heresy itself. My own vision of humanity's final act is equally hysterical and has to do with the ubiquity of portable sounds and images that accompany us in our quotidian journey through the days of our lives. With the advent of iPods and phones that double as televisions, my fear is that we've reached critical mass and that the death of introspection is upon us. Why take 5 minutes to think about something when you could fill that gap killing aliens on a handheld video game player? Socrates said in his Apology that the unexamined life is not worth living. It would seem on the face of it that the digital revolution is all about creating self-entertainment pods incapable of reflection, or even worse, communication. I recall seeing a family taking a walk through my neighborhood, none of whom spoke to one another, all of whom were umbilically connected to their own media player or cell phone. A Mack truck could have been bearing down on them and nobody would have even heard the roar of the engine. Is it possible in this age of universal connectedness that we are more reachable than ever but have far less to say? Language is what ostensibly sets us apart from the apes, but seems to be atrophying in the wake of gadgets that make articulate thought too much of an effort. Why think when you can listen to a melody? Why read when you can watch Oprah while waiting for a bus? A final pessimistic note. T.S. Eliot, who I'm sure would have been properly alarmed by the digital solipsism of the 21st century, once said that when people can no longer define the word democracy, there can be no democracy. And don't forget his early reflection on television as a medium of entertainment which permits millions of people to listen to the same joke at the same time and yet remain lonesome. Happy apocalyptic New Year. Turn down the volume so you can hear the hoofbeats of the four horsemen approaching.
David Waas is a contributor to this program, and he's half of the musical duo Waas Not Waas.